Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I come in last night about 10:30, that baby of mine would let me in.
Esiason is brought to you this morning by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. By Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. By Zooty, build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zooty.com for details. Also brought to you by McFarlane Energy. Check out their home heating oil incentives at McFarlaneEnergy.com. And Boomer is also brought to you by Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros. And he joins us this morning on the Harbor One Hotline. Hi, Boomer.
Hey, good morning, guys. Are you as excited as I am about tonight's game?
Can't wait. Can't wait. Yeah. I believe we currently are the number one seed in the AFC, which is very exciting around these parts. And I was going to ask at the get-go, which is more impressive, the 2001 Patriots after going 5-11, or this year's team after what happened earlier in the season?
Well, I'll tell you what, man. This year's team has grown into be a special team, and I think they have a special season going. There's no question about that. And yes, you are number one in the AFC pending tonight's outcome against the Buffalo Bills. It's been quite a run, and it's been quite a baptism under fire, if you will, for one Mac Jones. But I think really the defense has set itself apart the last 5 weeks. I know that they'll get tested tonight. You know, Josh Allen's a great player. As Phil Simms said yesterday in the NFL Today, he's weather indestructible. That's how big and how strong he is. But his decision-making the last few weeks has not been great. He's turned the ball over. They've turned the ball over. They've looked a little bit uneven on offense. And on defense, they haven't been able to stop the run, and they were exploited by two teams that ran the ball really well. One was Tennessee when Derrick Henry was healthy, and the other was the Indianapolis Colts with Jonathan Taylor a couple weeks back in their building. So I would think that's the recipe that you have to use tonight in order to beat the Buffalo Bills and take a little bit of the pressure off of Mac Jones. And tonight will be somewhat of another test for Mac because the elements are not going to be great. It's going to be windy. It's going to be wet. And certainly it's going to be sold out. So watching this kid perform under these conditions will just yet be another testament to how good he really is and how good Josh McDaniels has been for him.
Boomer, when you talk about pressure, the first out of two for both the teams, who has more pressure on them to win the first one?
Well, for me, it's the home team, and it's probably Josh Allen. You know, Josh was in the conversation for MVP not too long ago, and then the last couple of weeks, it's kind of dissipated a little bit. So I would think he's the guy that, you know, he's in his fourth year. He's the one that signed a big contract this offseason. He's the one that's had spotty play here or there. So I think, Courtney, he is probably the one under the most pressure. But if I had to look at one of these particular entities on either side of the football, I would say the Buffalo Bills defense because, like I said, they haven't been able to stop the run. And you know exactly what Josh McDaniels is going to do. He's going to try to establish the run. They'll probably, in this weather, knowing them, they'll probably come out throwing first, believe it or not. And then it's going to try to run the game, you know, through the backfield. When all of a sudden, you know, this is going to be a tight game. I just think it's going to come down to a turnover or two and who is going to have the better ball security. And I know that that sounds like we hear that every week, but ultimately that is the most important, you know, aspect and specific thing that you look at if you are a player or coach. So ball security is going to be a premium tonight, as it always is.
Boomer, I don't know how many locker rooms you've been in before where you could actually say, like, we literally control our own destiny. When you look at New England and the position that they're in, being in that locker room where, you know, they control their own destiny basically week in and week out, how difficult is that to be in that moment where you know that, hey, it's about what we do, and if we take care of business, we ride off into the sunset. If we stumble, then there's going to be a lot of things that we're going to need happen for us.
You know, my 14-year career, that's a good question. My 14-year career, I would say maybe three of those years, I could say I controlled my own destiny, or we controlled our own destiny. I remember a Monday night game where we needed, I think, New England to beat Miami and Dan Marino on the last Monday night game of the season, and they couldn't do it. And I remember sitting at a restaurant that I owned in Cincinnati on ABC watching this whole thing go down and just how disappointing it was. So there's nothing better, or I would say nothing feels better than knowing that you do control your own destiny. So this has been a great season thus far. 12 games in, the New England Patriots have risen to being one of the better teams in the NFL, due in large part, I do believe, to their defense. There's no question about that. And I don't want to minimize what Mac has done, because Mac's been great. But, man, the combination of running the ball, playing solid defense, always seeming to have the field position battle won because of your special teams. I mean, it's a team that's really, I mean, coached 1-53, and all the practice squad guys, everybody seems to get it. They're relatively healthy going into this game. Man, so controlling your own destiny, and if you're the New England Patriots right now, you couldn't ask for anything more.
Let me guess, the place was called Boomers.
La Boom.
Oh.
That was the nightclub. It was called the Waterfront, but the nightclub part of it was called La Boom.
Okay. I've been to a La Boom.
It was Courtney. This is 47.
You haven't been to La Boom since you were, you know, since unless it was 1987, 88, 89.
I've been to one before.
She wasn't born then.
Yeah, I know.
Well, someone stole your name, because I've been to one in D.C.
What was the cuisine, Boomer?
It was actually a friend of mine, Jeff Rubies, was one of my partners, and he still owns about 6 or 7 restaurants within the Cincinnati, Nashville, Louisville, and Lexington area. Great steakhouses, great seafood and everything else. We just attached a nightclub to this place, and anytime any sort of professional team came into Cincinnati, whether it be play us or the Reds or one of the minor league hockey teams, that place was jumping, man. That was the only place in town.
Did you agree with Harbaugh's decision to go for two last night?
I do, man, and for two reasons. One, I just love the aggressive nature of it. You know, the defense of the Pittsburgh Steelers was playing awesome until that last drive. And two was because I didn't want to get stuck at overtime at CBS. I wanted to get the hell out of there. So I do appreciate it. I love it. I love the fact that, you know, analytics would tell him to do that. We're seeing more and more coaches do that. My buddy Frank Reich in Indianapolis would have done, I'm sure, the same thing. So more and more coaches are becoming more and more aggressive. And you know who else was ahead of his time in this regard? Was one Bill Belichick. You know, I've done a lot of his games as a broadcaster when I was in the Monday night booth, and I saw a lot of different things he would do that would be unconventional at the time, but now seem to be, you know, an everyday decision for all these coaches.
Boomer, I want to ask you about Antonio Brown. 3-game suspension. Now Bruce Arians is saying his future with the team is up in the air. We've talked a lot on this show about whether or not he and Aaron Rodgers should have had similar disciplinary action taken against them. I don't believe so. I think that what Antonio Brown did was worse than Aaron Rodgers, but that's beside the point. I want to know what you think about the whole thing.
Yeah, a completely different set of situations. So Aaron Rodgers did not duped the Green Bay Packers into thinking that he had a vaccine. I mean, he violated vaccine protocols or non-vaccinated protocols. There's no question about that. That's why the Green Bay Packers basically got hit with a $300,000 fine on top of the fine that was negotiated between the NFLPA and the NFL owners when it came to unvaccinated status. So everybody within the building knew that he was unvaccinated. Whether we knew it on the outside, that's a whole nother that's a different story. That's just the game that he's playing with the rest of us. As far as Antonio Brown and two of his teammates are concerned, you know, those are fraudulent vaccine cards. Now, the NFL left it up to all the teams to make sure that they knew who was vaccinated and who was unvaccinated. And this is basically duping the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and making Bruce Arians look like an idiot, quite frankly, because he came out at the beginning of the year and said, oh, by the way, all of our players are vaccinated because we're going for the Super Bowl. And it turns out that, you know, Alex Guerrero took a picture of this vaccine card and sent it into the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So I don't know what the hell's going on down there, but I remember talking on WFAN probably about 3 months ago about this whole issue. And this was prior to Antonio Brown's chef coming out and complaining that he owed him $10,000. I figured somewhere between 10 and 20% of the players were unvaccinated and carrying fraudulent vaccination cards. And what I found out since that time is that the NFL isn't the one that was basically having their finger on the pulse of the players. It was all the individual, organizations. And those organizations, you know, some of them are lax. Others are more thorough than maybe the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were. But I would be surprised if we see Antonio Brown in a uniform again. I really would be. Because I think if you're Bruce Arians, how many opportunities, how many chances do you have to give a guy before you realize, you know, enough is enough for it? He knew what he was doing. So I would think that we may never see him again.
And how hard is it really to make Arians look like an idiot? Not that hard, really.
Well, I mean, you know how I mean it, though. I mean it in a case of, he went out there and was boasting that everybody was vaccinated, which was great.
Well, he also said that Antonio Brown, it was one strike and out on Antonio Brown, and this is the one strike.
Well, that's why I think we won't see him again. You know, the other thing, too, guys, around all of this is think about the statement that the Buccaneers put out when it first was illuminated upon that he possibly had a fraudulent vaccine card. And they said, "Well, we didn't see any irregularities." That's the PR spin that they put on it. So he made everybody look like idiots down there. And I wouldn't be surprised, like I said, that we never see him in a Bucs uniform again.
Well, that'd be interesting because he's obviously he was one of their dominant players before he got hurt. Boomer, have you ever seen anything like this before, being around the NFL for as long as you've been, where you're looking at like five or six teams all within basically an arm shot of holding on to a number or getting a number one seed? You talk about the Kansas City Chiefs have turned things around. Even though Baltimore lost, they're still right in the mix. The Buffalo Bills. I mean, I feel like I've never seen this before where there's so many teams that are all fighting and basically an arm shot each other for a number one seed.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, all the division leaders are like right there. They all have four losses, and the Buffalo Bills right now, you know, they're at the fifth spot, and they have four losses. You know, they played one less game. And that's why tonight's game for them, at least, at home is so vital and so important. And I would imagine this week of practice at Buffalo was probably the same type of week of practice that the Pittsburgh Steelers had. Like, they knew that they had the division leader coming into their building. It's an intense rivalry as it is. And Pittsburgh had to rise up and somehow beat Baltimore. And I could say that Baltimore outplayed them. I felt like Baltimore outplayed them. It's just that they didn't get the breaks when they needed them, especially late in the game. It's the same thing for the Buffalo Bills tonight. You know, they have to win this football game. They got to do everything they possibly can. And this is where I wonder about a young quarterback, you know, a coach that's feeling the pressure. You know, they can't make the mistakes that they have made over the last 4 or 5 weeks. If they do that, New England will crush them tonight. But if Josh Allen can come out and play the way that I know he can play, especially given the weather tonight with the 25-mile-an-hour winds and the rain and everything else up there, you know, he needs to have a monster game. He just cannot turn the football over because that's where New England pounces on you.
All right, who do you like tonight, Boomer?
I do like New England. I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be in the mid-20s. I do like New England to prevail 27-24. You know, and here's the thing. I looked at a stat that was crazy. Since the year 2000, the season of 2000 until now, New England has a plus 221 turnover differential. Think about that for a second. I think the next closest team was the Baltimore Ravens at a plus 98. So if you really want to find the hidden statistic that tells you the truth about the New England Patriots and the way that they've been coached under Bill Belichick, that's the one right there.
We will talk to you next week. Thanks, Boomer.
All right, sounds good. Enjoy the game, guys. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.